Larry Rezavian is out of town. Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. And that means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number, let me find my book here, program number 479 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at 54 degrees. We're at 14 minutes before the hour of 12 noon and beautiful sunshine here in Central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring her in and say good morning to Sue Kleiber. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
That's great. And you're sounding good as well. And Sue, where are we visiting with you from? At your home?
Yes.
And your home is where?
East of Little Falls.
East of Little Falls. Out in the country?
Yes.
Ah, good. What's it like in Little Falls this morning? Just like here? Beautiful?
Right. Very nice.
That's awesome. Well, Sue, your name has surfaced many times over the years. And born and raised in Little Falls?
Yes.
All right. Who was Mom and Dad?
Dorothy and Louis Ginter.
Louis and Dorothy Ginter. Okay. And did they live in Little Falls? Was that right same place there or close by?
Yes. No, in town.
In town. Okay. And went to Little Falls school system probably?
Dad was from North Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Royalton, he went to school.
Oh, okay. And you yourself, did you go to the
Little Falls?
There you go. Go on to any college or secondary schooling, or just jump into the work world after high school?
Just worked and jumped, like you said, into the work world.
Okay, very good. Well, along the way, you picked up some music habits. Tell us when that all began.
Well, my interest started at age 4 when I knew I could sing. And both my parents were musically inclined, and my uncle, Duane Ginter, was my godfather, and my aunt, Claudette Ginter, they sang and played guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then Dad played harmonica and drums, Mom was on a button accordion, and they really stirred my interest. I wanted to be a musician, too, and play.
Uh-huh. That's great. That's great. Did you have siblings?
Yes.
You did. Were they involved in the music, too?
No, they just played at home for fun.
Okay.
No, they never made any performances. But Dad decided, and Mom, that I could have 3.5 years of guitar lessons from Ted Nelson in Little Falls at the age of 11.
Okay.
And I really practiced a lot, and as time went on, I wanted to be a guitar teacher, too.
Okay.
And so my first students were all young and from around Little Falls, and then I started having big recitals. And I'd invite Ted Nelson and Laura Jane Muzzer from Little Falls to come. And we'd play in a big, large group in school gymnasiums, just like I had did with Ted Nelson. And, well, since I lived right next door to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, I sang in the adult choir. And I was the first person to play a mass with a guitar and lead the choir at the age of 16 years old.
Holy buckets. Wow. Pretty
That's
thrilling.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
Well, then, at 15 years old, music was my top priority, and I had a 5-year-old brother who could play a full set of drums, and he was totally gifted with rhythm.
Uh-huh.
His name is Gordy Ginter,
uh-huh.
And we played a lot of family, just for the family mainly.
Functions.
But then as years went by, Gordy must have been 7 or 8, and we were asked to play at a DFL family picnic in Little Falls, and the special guest was none other than Hubert Humphrey.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Channel 7 came from Alexandria, and then a few weeks later or so, we were phoned and invited to play on Channel 7's Welcome In variety show with Natalie Johnson and Bud Gorham. So Mom and Dad took us to play 2 songs. And before the show ended, the chairperson of Glenwood's Waterama requested Gordy and I to come and play at the Vets Club there in Glenwood. So Dad had to take us back for that, and that was our first really big standing room only crowd to play country music for.
My goodness. Wow. Pretty neat.
Yeah. Yeah. I can remember all of this pretty darn good.
Oh, good for you. All right.
Well, we're the same age, Si.
Yes, I know. Yeah. And so most you haven't killed all those brain cells with alcohol or anything like some
nope,
of us
I'm
have,
not
huh?
A drinker.
No,
nope.
There you go.
Nope.
That'll certainly help you. That's good.
In 13 days now, I will be 71.
Okay. Good for you. So along the way, then, you started playing some polka music as well. If I'm not ahead too far, you just go ahead.
Well, I was raised with polka music anyway. Mm-hmm. My family loved it. And I branched out and played with bands and sang. And that era, as you know, too, since we are both 71, 70, every place Friday night had music from 9 to 1.
Oh.
Fridays and Saturdays, that was the big night to go play.
You bet.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And so then going back in time, I played with a lot of different bands that wanted me just for singing country music for their band or just to play along with their polka band for their waltzes and, their...
Polkas, yeah.
Yes. So I wrote down, I couldn't believe it, but I honestly can say I am the original member of the Midwesterners band in my high school days with Dennis Gwost and Donnie Wahersky.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes. And then... the Swazer brothers from Piers had me play in Genola off and on for country music for the girl songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Blazers from Sauk Center, that was Mike Middendorf, old-time music. The Howard Carey Band from Long Prairies, that was country music. The Warner Schmitz Band from Rice, that was all old-time. The Outremba brothers, Hank and Ted of Little Falls, that was all old-time. The Roller Coasters, that was Ronnie T. Schaefer from Melrose Old Time Band.
Yeah.
And I got to be always with a six-piece band.
Wow.
That was really, really fun.
Yes, yes.
I sat in a few times with the Starlights with Laverne Bizdock here from Little Falls.
Yeah.
And I had her play for our wedding reception at the Falls Ballroom that afternoon.
My goodness. Yeah.
The Jolly Fishermen, Jerry Gwost and Joyce Schmea.
Yeah.
I played about 3 months with that band.
Okay.
Loved it. They are the smoothest band I ever played with.
Uh-huh.
Renee Walensky from Little Falls took Bruce Austin and I to Holdingford to play old-time music Sunday afternoons at a bar downtown there.
Uh-huh.
And then I played with Kevin Gwost's band from Sauk Center. He's originally here from Little Falls, and he named my band Sue's Country Sunshine because at the time we were playing, Dottie West's song, Country Sunshine, was so popular, it was like that's all you ever heard on the radio.
Yeah.
And so he said, that'd be a good name for your band.
You bet. And I had a caller call me this morning from St. Joe here, said, I was in charge of the 4th of July back in the days in St. Joe, and I hired Sue and their Country Sunshine Band. And he said, she did an awesome job.
It was a lot of fun. I remember that.
Yep.
The Dutchmeisters came on right after us.
Okay.
Well, you know, last month when I talked to you, I was playing with the Social Security Express at the Pioneer Days.
Oh, really?
That was Bill Johnson from Randall and Virgil Elshire from Sauk Center. So that I play with those guys all the time there, and that's a lot of fun.
You bet.
And then I'm a original member of the Brenny Buccaneers with Pete and Chuck Brenny and Leonard Ginter.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then we had them play for our wedding dance that night at the ballroom.
Wow. Some neat notes there, neat facts, you bet. And you said you played with, Irvy Gertz and the Waltzeteers, too?
Yes, yeah. That would be coming up, too. I played with them.
Uh-huh.
When there was vacations or Donnie couldn't play, Irvy called me up and picked me up and him and Rosie in the van, and off we go to play someplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I played many jobs with Irvy. That was a lot of fun with the Waltzeteers. And then, you know, when I was young, like around 15, Jim Britz and Kenny Jensen, we played a lot in the bars and
yeah.
for different events that clubs would ask us to come and play.
Yeah.
And I guess the reasons that I got so many opportunities was because, you know, they just wanted a girl to sing country music and... That was me.
Sure.
Well, the longest band I ever played with then was Gilly Mouse's Country Polketeers. I'm the original one of 3.5 years.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yep. And Joyce, Gilly's wife, was one of your students, huh?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Yeah. She. We've had her on the show many times, and she always gives you credit for getting her started.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And she said when Sue decided that she wasn't going to play anymore, Gilly said, "Well, what am I going to do?" And you told him, "Get Joyce. She's a good student.
She'll do it."
Yep. And then they wound up becoming husband and wife. So pretty neat story there.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
And, well, I got involved in karaoke then because a lot of bars were not doing bands for a little bit there, and karaoke started up. So I ran for 25 years. I ran 3 different bars I would be playing at, and then I started getting into the contests, and that was a lot of fun. Boy, I made a lot of friends.
I have to ask you, Sue, wasn't it a great time? Wasn't it a great era to grow up for us?
The best.
It was.
What an opportunity.
Oh, you know, you could take the local newspaper, and there was about 3 pages of opportunities to go out on a Friday or Saturday night. Yeah, you could go out and see Whoopi John. You could see Earl Schmidt. You could see the 6 Fat Dutchmen, Ivan Kael, Elmer Scheid, Fez Fritzy. I mean, you just didn't know which one to go to.
That's right.
Yeah, it was such a good time. And those were just the headliners. And then there was all the bars and the clubs and, like, you know, like you're saying there, all the smaller places. And, you know, you just didn't know where you should go because there was so many opportunities. Now, if you look in the paper these days, if there's one happening any place, you better go to it because that's probably the only one, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Yeah.
There isn't music much anymore.
Not like there was when we were growing up.
No.
Yeah. And I feel sorry for the younger generation right now. Kids going to school, you know, they just don't have the opportunities to get into a band like you and I did back in our days.
No.
So, yeah. But go on. I mean, tell us more about as you your life proceeded there.
I gained the experience so heavily from all these bands, and I learned a lot from everyone how to go about this, you know, and I just kept rolling. Well, now I play in nursing homes and assisted living homes every month, and I do specialty music for the holidays that are on a calendar. And I remember 1 year, not that long ago, I had 18 places to play in December.
Wow.
It was so fun, and everything was all, you know, like Rockin' Around, the Christmas Tree, all those kind of songs. So the people all upbeat.
Oh, yes.
Then my group, you know, we've been playing at local parades all around the 4th of July time and the Summertown celebrations. And then I got into car show jobs now this year with Rock and Roll.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, it is Oktoberfest. And next Saturday on the 14th, the Randall VFW is hosting its 5th year for a fun-filled night, and I'll be performing German music from 6:30 to 7:30. And then when we're done, they start the sauerkraut eating contest, the beer hoisting contest, hammerschlagen contest, and they're going to serve brats and the big pretzels and a beer cheese soup, and they'll have door prizes. And that's what you call a real party, and I love going to that one. And my son-in-law, Andy, is a German from New Ulm, and his parents are Bob and Beth Frauenholz, who own the school bus company there.
So
some people around there, they might know him.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then I just move right on to the Halloween music because I've got 3 bookings already scattered out to start playing the Monster Mash. That's the most popular song a band better know.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sue, did you, during all this time, did you have a day job at all, or was it music teaching, or what did you do through life then?
I worked for 6 years on about a week and a half. That's all it was, packing trees for the Soil Conservation Office.
Oh, okay.
Because my hands are so fast from playing guitar,
yeah,
I could count out hundreds of trees so quick and bundle them up for their customers So that was a fun job. Otherwise, I did karaoke, and that was, like I said, that was a 25-year round. They would get me when I wasn't playing, and that was usually on Friday nights. Saturday, I would play a lot of times, but if I wasn't, then I got to do karaoke those nights, and that was pretty much it.
Okay. So
music was everything.
Yeah.
Music. Teaching guitar and playing.
Oh, okay. Through your life, you played guitar and you sang. Did you play any other instruments?
Bass guitar.
Bass guitar as well? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And still teaching today yet, huh?
Yes.
Really? Wow, that's awesome. And you're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of students that have learned under your direction then. Oh, my goodness. That's
I would get large groups from Little Falls Community Services. They would set it up so that I would go right into the schools and teach in the music rooms.
Oh, okay. So you didn't teach at home. You didn't have students coming into your house then. You would go to the schools and teach.
I did that, but I also had them come here.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I have a music studio. I have my own.
Okay.
They sit on a stage and take lessons.
So do you teach vocal then, singing as well then, or just the instrument?
I teach them how to find the key that they sound the best in. And, of course, there's some people that absolutely will not sing.
Oh, yeah.
Forget it. They're not interested. I either teach them how to read music, and then I'm very thorough. I'm a very thorough teacher and very fussy. They have to learn really good.
Well, very good. Sue, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then we'll come back to you, if that's all right. All righty. So greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market. It's Oktoberfest and Germanfest time around central Minnesota this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is prepared with a nice supply of smoked German-style brats, smoked Bauernwurst brats, smoked Austrian brats, the Knackwurst brats, and many others on hand to center your own Oktoberfest around. This week's Brat of the Week is a double feature, especially for homecoming weekend at St. John's and St. Ben's. Yes, it's the smoked St. John's Johnny Brats and the smoked St. Ben's Blazer Brats. The smoked Johnny Brats, made up of a blend of lean pork and beef, the special Johnny Brat seasoning, real apples, real wild rice, and maple syrup. All of these ingredients combine to make one of the most interesting and flavorful brats ever created. Meanwhile, the Blazer Brats start with a blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned mildly with a mild Italian seasoning with real sun-dried tomatoes added. Both of these brats have become regulars at the St. Joe Meat Market. You can come in this week, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long on limited quantities. And hosting and cooking and serving at the brat sale this weekend will be the St. Joe Men's Lions Club. What a great job they always do. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage while supporting a great organization. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market. So like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. Sue, for being our guest on the show. The meat market, along with Chasm, puts up a nice package of meat, and we'll mail that out to you, priority mail, and hope that you and those around you enjoyed it, good health. And how does that sound?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Absolutely. Nice. Yes. And it's been so wonderful having you on the program here today. Again, you mentioned that event coming up this weekend, and I didn't write it down. Where is this going to be, and the time and everything?
At the Randall VFW, 6:30, it starts.
Okay.
We play music for 1 hour, and then all those contests start.
And what day?
Food and door prizes, the works.
And what day is that?
Next Saturday, the 14th.
On the 14th, this coming Saturday, 6:30 at the Randall
VFW.
Very, very good. Yeah, folks want to see you performing, and that would be a good one then. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All righty.
Well, I've been married 50 years, more than 50 years, and we had three sons and one daughter.
Okay.
They all can sing.
Uh-huh.
Three of them could play the drums at school band, and now for jobs for me off and on.
Okay.
And the oldest one played the tuba in the high school band, and my son Josh, he still plays drums for me, like for parades. And then my daughter, she plays bass for me and sings, so that's really good. And then just a few more good memories here I was jotting down. My band's music show has been the opener for the first day of the Morrison County Fair for the past 32 years.
Holy cow.
On their new set. Yep, I always play there.
Wow. That's awesome. You bet.
Oh, it's very fun.
You bet.
Playing outside. And on trips that I've taken to Ireland, I sang in 11 different pubs with my Irish brogue, and I'm not even Irish, and I fooled everybody.
Is that right?
Oh, it was great, yeah.
Oh, golly, yes.
In Canada, at the Folkorama in Winnipeg, at the Japanese Pavilion, I sang karaoke. I did the Jailhouse Rock, and they gave me a great big Japanese lantern for doing it, and I knew that song very well because Sheriff Paul Cheetah asked me to sing it for the groundbreaking ceremonies when we had our brand-new jail put up here in Little Falls.
Okay. Wow.
And this is good, this next one. So in St. Joe, the Clydesdale Horses came for a beer company event, and that was shortly after that, and hundreds of bar owners were invited. And I played with the Country Polka Tears, and we had to play the Budweiser beer song 2 to 3 times every hour on the college grounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I knew that song so well.
I remember that.
So the week of the radio show of KLTF Party Line here in Little Falls, the Gordy Lohman asked any listeners that could sing the Budweiser beer song over the air would receive a free T-shirt and a coupon for a loaf of bread. So I called it in, and I sang it to Gordy, and he says, "Who is this?" And I said, "Well, Gordy, it's me, Sue Kleiber." He said, "I thought so." He says, "Come up to the station and get your T-shirt and free loaf of bread." And we laughed so hard. Well, I go up there. The T-shirt was a 3X.
Oh.
A 3X.
Oh, my goodness. And you're tiny.
10.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I treasure that time, but I also treasure, I handwrite a lot of my music.
Uh-huh.
And I find pictures. I find very nice things of interest, not just make notes on a staff. So I have the Merle Haggard's signature on my handwritten sheet music of Swingin' Doors.
Oh,
I've
really?
Seen him. I've seen him perform 5 times now. And a real good tip to singers out there: find an empty silo and sing in it. You're going to really be surprised when you hear your voice.
Yes, I know that's true because we have one on the Cold Spring Road, and I've been in that one. And he wants us to bring a band out there and record in there. And it's difficult. I mean, you got to get up these different steps, you know, and to drag all the equipment up there. But he really thinks that would make a unique recording. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I had 3 good memories because it's pretty hard. I mean, I got a million of them, Si.
Okay.
But I only put in 3.
Okay.
Well, good. My memories of 60 years is definitely special.
Okay.
And my a big surprise to me was when my music teacher, Ted Nelson, when he retired, he gave me his music stand, his pointer stick, boxes and boxes of his business. But most special was that he did all the paperwork and let me be the 8th teacher in Minnesota to receive a license with the Music Teachers of America.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Wasn't that? Oh, yeah, that's, for me, I was just in tears.
Yep.
And my second one was singing for Grandpa Walter Ginter's funeral in North Prairie Church. I lifted the roof off the church. I sang so good doing How Great Thou Art.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll never forget. I didn't think my voice could hit that high.
Uh-huh.
And the last one, to leave you with some good laughs, at least I am. If I have any classmates out there, maybe they'll remember this one. Well, in high school, I entered one of many talent shows. All of us contestants were behind the curtains waiting, and I was wondering who was the judges. So I pulled back the curtain I looked and I saw two full tables up front of residents from the Lutheran Senior Citizens Home across the street from the school as the talent show judges.
Wow.
And since there wasn't any programs of what we were going to be doing, I changed my country medley of popular songs to Sue's Polka Show of four old-time songs. I won hands down $25 first place gift certificate.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's awesome. Well, those are some fantastic memories, Sue, and boy, that's awesome. So we've pretty much run out of time here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you
thank
have anything
you.
Left.
Only wanted to say thank you for the opportunity of these last 60 years that I could put on paper.
Yeah.
And my music has been sincere, and I also had a lot of laughs. I took everything seriously when I played. I didn't want no mistakes, but I also did a lot of laughing in between and made a lot of good friends in the music world.
Well, that's incredibly awesome. We're going to feature some music of the bands that you played with, some of the Country Polketeers, some of the Jolly Fishermen, and the Waltz of Tears. You had requested two songs to play, and unfortunately, you wanted the Isabella Waltz by the Waltz of Tears, and they don't have it recorded.
Okay.
And the Lapland Polka by the Country Polketeers, and they don't have it recorded. So
that was our first song to play, always.
Really?
Lapland.
And they never recorded it. So
that's too bad.
Yeah, so we'll play some different ones. But Sue, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us. And I tell every guest, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do it again. How is that?
Okay.
That sounds
thank
great.
Thank you very much.
You bet. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, all right?
This was very fun.
Okay. And there she goes, Sue Kleiber, our 479th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on CHASM. Don't go away. We're going to start out with music by the Waltz of Tears in just moments. Zavian is out of town checks with our theme. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up there wrapping up our 479th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Sue Kleiber from Little Falls, Minnesota, our 479th guest. And what an interesting guest. Yes, she has a story to tell and so genuine. So, yeah. Again, this weekend on Saturday, she'll be performing at the Randall VFW. So, a chance to get out and see Sue Kleiber perform. You bet. Right now, we're going to start out with music by the Waltzeteers, one of the bands that Sue mentioned that she performed with, played with over the years, Irvi Gertz and the Waltzeteers. I'm going to start out with one called the Roller Coaster Polka. Irvi Gertz and the Waltzeteers, Jerry Biersbach on the concertina there, one called the Roller Coaster Polka. More music by the Waltzeteers, and this one called the Old Man's Waltz. Thank you. The Waltzeteers, great music there by Irvi Gertz and the Waltzeteers. One called The Old Man's Waltz, taking us 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 57 degrees here in central Minnesota. Going to shift bands right now. Yes, Sue mentioning that she played with Irvi Gertz and the Waltzeteers. Also doing some time with Joyce and the Jolly Fisherman. Here's the Chicagoland Twirl Polka with the Jolly Fisherman. Jolly Fisherman with the Chicagoland Twirl Polka. It's another polka with the Jolly Fisherman, one called the Hobo Polka. Jolly Fisherman, one called the Hobo Polka. 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 57 degrees in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to you by Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie B inviting you to experience Christmas in Branson and Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And that departs November 10th for 7 days of nonstop festive holiday fun. You will enjoy 6 nights lodging, 10 meals, sightseeing of Branson's hidden gems, holiday goodies, and Christmas present door prizes on the coach. The 6 shows include Daniel O'Donnell, Presley's Holiday Show, Clay Cooper's Country Christmas, the Haygoods Holiday Experience, and the hits of the 60s and 50s, too. Many extras are included in this awesome holiday itinerary. Call Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581 today to reserve your seats. Now, if a Nashville holiday is on your bucket list, now is the time to call 320-345-1581 to hop on board the Jeannie B's Tours November 24th Nashville Christmas Tour. This tour includes all of the must-see sites of Nashville, two shows, three nights lodging at the beautifully decorated Opryland Hotel, many meals, holiday treats and prizes behind the stage, Grand Old Opry Tour, Christmas dinner show at the Opryland Hotel, and so much more. There are still seats available if you call this week. Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. And one-day fall and holiday outings are happening in the next few months. Laugh at the hilarious Church Basement Ladies on their October 31st or at their Christmas. And that's where it cuts off there. So, again, there's never a dull moment. And when you remember, seeing is believing. And that's Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B out of Freeport, Minnesota. And the gang, yes, Art and Estelle and all of them over there at Jeannie B's Tours. Boy, they do a wonderful job. You'll need to give them a call. Check them out. Fun times await you when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. Proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm. All righty. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 57 degrees here in central Minnesota. One more band that Sue Kleiber played with. And, of course, she mentioned she enjoyed her time with Gilly Mouse and the Country Polkateers. And we're going to start out with one called the Guidel Polka, the Country Polkateers. Country Polkateers, yes, a great arrangement there of the Guidel Polka. Music continues with the Country Polkateers. Waltz time, the Brewer's Waltz. Thank you. Country Polka Tears, One Call the Brewer's Waltz. Old Time Polka Time, once again, it's the Country Girl Polka. Country Polka Tears, yes, the Country Girl Polka. 25 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 57 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And we've been featuring music of the various bands that Sue Kleiber had played with over the years and played extensively with, and Country Polka Tears being one of them. Right now, we're going to wrap things up with one called the Yankee Waltz. Thank you. Country Polketeers with the Yankee Waltz, wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're at 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 56 our current temperature here in Albany.